When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? You're just a bachelor? I'm looking for a partner, too. Talk about it.
You're not looking anymore.
New show zone right here, by the way. That's right. New show produces great talent. Me, these guys. Ray Rice. Yeah, that's right. Ray's down in Baltimore now, by the way. Moved down to Baltimore, does like community service stuff for the Ravens, and has started, I guess, a hugely successful flag football league.
Really?
But he's down there right now. So, look, it's coming up at 5:30 here on The Fan. This is the Card Show with Big Mac. It's wild card weekend, of course. Very excited about that. And for those of you that are Giant fans that are concerned about the outcome of some of these games because of how it impacts getting John Harbaugh or not, let me tell you what the demands
Please,
are.
Let's go.
So this comes from Cleveland, actually, Tony Grossi, who's covered the Cleveland Browns for like 40 years. Like when I did radio in Cleveland, which was 1992 to 93,
right.
Tony was on the Browns beat back then with Mary Kay Cabot.
Okay.
So they are legitimate.
So you feel good about this information?
Tony's legit. Okay. He's as good a beat reporter. He's like Connor Hughes, Pat Leonard.
Okay.
Like guys that are very well respected. He's just done it a lot longer than anybody else, okay? Here's the four demands that John Harbaugh has if you want him to be your next head coach. We'll go one at a time.
Let's go.
You tell me if each demand is acceptable for you as a Giant fan, okay?
Number one.
No joke.
All right, no joke.
Number one demand, $20 million a year. That's the number.
I mean, I don't.
That's what Andy Reid makes. That's the number.
Let's go.
Okay, now just to be fair.
I can't tell you they're okay with it, but I'm okay with
it. Sean Payton makes $18 million a year.
Right.
Andy Reid makes $20 million a year.
Yeah.
He wants what Andy Reid's getting.
Yeah.
So, checking that box?
Checking that box. Okay. And again, he's the best coach on the market. That's what happens when you're the top of the free agent pool of any sport. He's won a championship. He's the guy. He deserves the most money. No problem giving him $20 million.
The second demand of John Harbaugh, again, it's a financial demand, so I doubt you're going to care about it.
Right.
He wants $10 million to fill out his staff.
Okay.
Again, it's a financial thing.
No, good.
Every fan's going to say yes to the first two because it ain't our money.
Right.
And the owner can afford it. Write the check.
Yep, I'm in.
So he essentially wants $30 million for the coaching staff.
For him and his coaching
staff. He gets 20, the assistants, the coordinators and whatnot.
All combined.
$10 million to get those guys.
Yep.
The top level coordinator in football, I think, makes $3 to $4 million right now.
Okay.
So $10 million gives you two top level coordinators and a bunch of $500,000 position coaches.
Sure.
Not bad.
Not bad.
All right, so we're 2 for 2?
2 for 2.
All right, 2 for 2. Number three, he wants final say on all personnel matters.
He wants complete final say on all personnel. So the de facto GM.
So, let me get to the fourth, and then we'll kind of go backwards, okay?
All right.
So that's the third demand. So don't check that box yet.
Don't check it yet.
The fourth demand that he has told, or I guess his agent has told, all the teams that have an interest in bringing him in, Giants included, is that he brings his own general manager.
Own GM. So it's a team. He's the boss. That guy will hold the title of GM, but any kind of...
He gets final say. But he's got a guy in lockstep with his thing.
He is running the organization.
Period stop. Yep. So, number one, you said yes to $20 million a year.
Yep.
Check that box.
Yep.
$10 million for the coaching staff.
Yep.
Check that box. 3 and 4 or more combined.
Yep.
So are you willing today, if you're a Giant fan, you either relegate Joe Shane to a different job or just fire him altogether, which is more likely, I would think.
Yep.
Joe Shane gets fired, and John Harbaugh handpicks his own general manager, and he and the general manager effectively run the entire franchise.
Check, 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 check. I check all the boxes.
Okay.
Let's go.
So that's the deal.
Bring him in.
That's what he wants.
He runs the organization.
Yep.
I think the Giants are in that sort of, like, they need this guy. He's the guy. Go be the coach. Bring in a GM. Now, I'd like Would I like the idea of knowing who the GM is, understanding that he's capable? I'm assuming he's not going to bring in an idiot.
Let's assume it's Chad Alexander.
Yeah, right. 100%.
Yeah, 100%. The assistant GM with the Chargers.
100%.
Yeah. So that's what it takes to get him.
Bye, Joe Shane. Bye.
So, and here's why that's important to learn that today.
Yeah.
It's important to learn that today because the Dolphins hired a general manager. They took a guy from the Green Bay staff to become their general manager.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the Miami Dolphins are not signing John Harbaugh to be their coach because that does not go in conjunction with his four demands.
Yes. Oh, no. Right. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Right. Yeah.
So the Dolphins are no longer a threat.
If we believe that those are the only parameters he would work under, then yes.
That's what he told the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Okay, and apparently that's what he's telling everybody.
Okay, well, that's from the situation for the Cleveland Browns might be different for the situation for everybody.
Fair enough.
I mean, I don't know why, and it's John Eric Sullivan,
the new GM in Miami,
yeah. Coming over from VP of personnel for the Packers. I don't see why he would be someone that would be someone he's comfortable in working with. But I do have to ask one thing, and actually the program director asked us about it
earlier. There's a program director here?
Believe it or not, there is. Yeah.
I thought he was just everybody's friend.
Well, he is everyone's friend as well.
Nice. Well, that's rare in this business.
Well, we were concerned about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Like, as I'm saying, like different situations.
I mean, Joe Walsh hasn't sung in years, but go ahead.
Different situations, different character, different criteria, possibly.
I know exactly where you're going.
Right.
Go.
I mean, the best general manager, arguably in professional sports, currently resides in Philadelphia.
Sure, Howie Rosen.
So if they fire their head coach and want to bring in Harbaugh,
so,
is Harbaugh going to say, I can't work without
Rosen? It's a great question because if you follow the bouncing ball, the Eagles lose to San Francisco at home this weekend. It's the middle game on Sunday. It's the 4 o'clock game, 4:30 game, whatever it is, on Sunday, right? So the thinking is, if the Eagles decided to do something drastic, which would be drastic, and they fire Nick Sirianni,
mm-hmm.
They become the best available job currently out there.
Yes.
There's no one's going to dispute that from a pure talent standpoint.
Yep.
If they then decide the best available coach for us is John Harbaugh, and he does have ties to Philadelphia, he worked there many, many years ago, is there a chance that John Harbaugh for that situation would say, clearly, you guys have the best general manager in the sport, I'll uncheck that box, and I'll uncheck the box that I get final say over Howie Roseman?
Right.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
My gut is yes. My gut is what you said a few minutes ago is probably more accurate, that the Browns' opportunity and the Giants' opportunity are not the same as an Eagle opportunity based on the current roster. Fair point.
Yeah, I mean, but by nature, we're saying that it's up for grabs. It's up for debate. Those are what he'd like, and from certain organizations, what he'll ask. But if we're willing to say that for the Eagles, and let's be honest, Brandon Bean in Buffalo is pretty entrenched there. The ownership loves him. He's done a good job. He's built the team that's gone to where it's gone year and year. It's the first year since 2019 they haven't won a division. I mean, are we eliminating a lot of, is the exact parameters, I think I feel good about it for the New York Giants because now you're talking about less and less options that we should be afraid of.
I think those are the options for desperate teams.
Right.
The Giants are desperate. The Browns are desperate.
If you want me to resurrect a broken franchise,
then that's what I demand.
Then this is what I need.
Now, if you're a team like the Bills that has a rock star quarterback and a GM that's done not a great job, but a good job.
Right.
Right.
Can Buffalo say to him, I'm giving you Josh Allen a chance to go to the Super Bowl this year? Like, no, Bean's staying.
Well, again, I don't know how much Buffalo would value John Harbaugh from a personnel decision matter, right?
See, but this kind of goes back to what we talked about yesterday.
I think the Giants are desperate, though.
Yeah, no doubt. And they should. Let's be clear. Now we're talking about other jobs.
Yeah.
Let's be clear about the New York Giants. Every one of those, if he walks in when they have the meeting with him, and I don't care if Joe Shane's sitting right there, and he tells Joe Shane to his face, I'm running the organization.
It's a wrap. Yes.
The Maras, who's running that, check every one of those boxes. You bring him in. You pay him $10 million to his assistants. You pay him $20 million. And you tell Joe Shane to hit the bricks. That's what needs to happen.
By the way, you don't even blink before you do that.
And if it comes out, I'm telling you right now, there will be disappointment if John Harbaugh is not the next coach of the New York Giants. If he goes to Buffalo because that job opens up, or he goes to Philadelphia because that job opens up, or the Miami thing ends up having more teeth to it than you think it does right now, whatever the case may be. If he leaves and they hire someone else, whoever it may be, even guys who we were, Stefanski, who we were high on, if anybody else the Giant fan will be disappointed. If it comes out, that Joe Shane was the reason it didn't happen,
oofa,
this Giant fan base will lose it.
100%.
It will be a...
Rightfully so.
It will be...
And by the way, it wouldn't even be Joe Shane's fault.
The New York Giants.
It would be the ownership's fault.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Joe Shane would bear the brunt of it, but it would be the owner's fault.
He's not going to fall on the sword because it's what's best for the New York Giants.
No.
It's up to the Giants to do it.
That's exactly right.
Of course. No, I mean, listen, there's that would be bad. That would be really questioning where the franchise is going. You can't have a GM with this record. You want to have faith in him. You want to keep him. You want to try and believe that he can be the guy because he's built this young core that you're so high on despite not winning a damn thing over the last 3 years. That's fine, right? We've swallowed it. We've eaten it. We've lived with it. But if you are going to make that the reason that one of the greatest head coaches of this era can't come here and chose another organization, went to Green Bay or wherever he went, that is... Malpractice.
And that's why it plays into Wild Card Weekend. Because if you're a diehard Giants fan, you're a Bears fan this weekend. Okay? Excuse me. Reverse that. You're a Packers fan.
Sorry, right. I apologize.
You're a Green Bay Packer fan against the Chicago Bears.
Keep going.
You're a Philadelphia Eagle fan against the San Francisco 49ers.
Bet your ass you are.
You're a Bills fan against the Jaguars.
Absolutely.
You now have a rooting interest in these games outside of, you know, you might be gambling on them. The outcome of those games could very well have a major impact on who the next Giants head coach is.
There is no doubt.
Here's what's interesting. Last night at the Ole Miss-Miami game, I'm sure you're aware of this, even though you don't watch the game because you know you don't like sports, which is fine. That's why I'm here.
That's why you're
here. So you saw Jackson Dart on the sideline, as am I, of the game. And there was like an assistant coach or guy working for Ole Miss that went up to him, and Luke Prieters have now deciphered what took place here.
Yeah.
And I think they're right. And the question was, who's your coach going to be?
Right.
Jackson Dart said to the guy, I don't know either Harbaugh or Stefanski.
Sure looks that way.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It sure looks that way.
You should be thrilled. You're going to get one of the two guys you want.
I take absolutely nothing from it.
That means that Jackson Dart's been told
Jackson
by the Giants.
Dart listens to this show.
Oh, he probably does.
He probably does. He liked my video just a couple days ago.
Is that right?
Yeah, he liked my
video. Nice for you.
It was a big moment for me.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, I said some things he liked. Okay, anyway.
What'd you say? He's the greatest young quarterback I've ever seen?
After the Vikings game, I said the organization doesn't trust him to be himself. And it's a bunch of nonsense.
And he liked that?
Correct. Yeah, it was a big controversy.
So he agreed with
that? He was asked questions about it.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Look at you acting like an afternoon drive host in New York City.
I entered afternoon drive with a little bit of controversy.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it was a story. I said that the Giants are afraid to let him be him. They built into this narrative that he plays this dangerous brand of football.
Yeah.
And instead of worrying about developing him and going up against a good defensive coordinator who masks blitzes and disguises blitzes, and it's a very difficult game to go up, instead of going to let him attack it and learn, they decided to put the game plan in a shell and make sure Jackson Dart doesn't get hurt.
And he agreed with that.
He liked it and then unliked it, but he liked it.
But if he liked it, I mean, he agreed with it.
Exactly
right.
Look
at you.
Yes,
look at you.
That's right.
So you now have become friends with Jackson Dart.
Correct.
And the offensive line coach
of
the New York Giants.
That is
at the Big and Tall Shop in New York City.
Casual Mail XL. In Paramus, New Jersey.
Yeah, oh, Paramus.
In Paramus,
Love
New Jersey.
Love me some Paramus, New Jersey. Yeah. You ever lives in Paramus, New Jersey?
Offensive line coach of the New York Giants?
That's exactly
right. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and Willie Colon.
Willie Colon lives in Paramus.
Yeah,
I didn't know
that's right.
That.
Big Jersey guy.
Yeah.
Big guy.
Yeah.
And a big Jersey guy.
But I don't take anything to get back to the lip reading thing. I don't take anything from it other than, I mean, that's what anyone who would be asked right now. I could ask anyone on the street, and I know he has more information, but it's like, we all assume that, and I don't know if he knows anything. And if there was a press conference given by Joe Shane last week, and he was asked if Jackson Dart should have any influence, or you know, would they take his consideration?
I don't think they should.
Well, they didn't, and he kind of almost laughed it off. I don't think it's a big. I would include him. In
Jackson Dart had a decent rookie season.
Yeah,
like Jackson
Dart. He's the future
Dart,
of your franchise.
Yeah, he's a franchise quarterback, but it was like Jackson Dart threw for 5,000 yards, looked like Dan Marino.
That doesn't.
Jackson Dart played well.
Point, but that's the point. To me, I don't mind him. The relationship he's going to have with the quarterback with this coach is important.
Yeah, but I need the coach to like Jackson Dart.
Right.
I don't care if Jackson Dart likes the coach.
Well,
like I'm not going to him saying, "Hey, before I sign Harbaugh, are you cool with Harbaugh?"
He doesn't get that.
I'm not saying,
"Hey,
Jackson, your thoughts on Stefanski? Here's my gut on it."
Why not?
He has no idea who Kevin Stefanski is.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, of course he does.
He knows
they
now.
They met at the combine. Part of the reason the Giants jumped up in front to get him to the 25th
Cleveland
pick.
Wanted him.
Yeah, there was rumors that Cleveland wanted him. He knows exactly who Coach Stefanski is.
Rumors.
He knows exactly who Coach Stefanski is. And he knows exactly what the offense is. And I'm not saying you should go to him and say, "Hey, are you okay with this before we do it?"
Yeah.
But I think you know Stefanski's offense. You've worked with him. What do you think if we hire Coach Stefanski? You know, are you aware of Harbaugh? This is what he runs.
That's your question.
This is a version of what he runs.
When you bring these coaches in for their meetings, like after they have the dinner the night before, and then they have the 5-hour meeting about our roster and the game plan type stuff, and you know what kind of offense we're going to run, all that crap, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they asked Jackson Dart to come to the facility? Just so they could be a little get together because he's the most important player as quarterback.
Yeah.
And while he's only played one season and he hasn't earned the gravitas yet to demand or dictate who they hire.
Right.
If you're going to do a 5-hour interview, which is about what these interviews go, with Stefanski, Harbaugh, whomever, don't you kind of want Jackson to show up at some point and just let those guys spend 20 minutes in the room?
Yes. That's all I'm saying.
But not. I want Jackson to tell us, hire that guy.
Correct.
I want it the other way.
Right.
I want Kevin Stefanski or whomever to sit in a room for 20 minutes and
get to know him.
Make sure this kind of kid is the kind of kid I can coach and work with.
Right.
Right?
I think there should be. But then I would also talk to Jackson Dart about how the meeting went. And I'm not saying if he said, "Oh, no, don't hire him," that I would necessarily listen to him. But I'm just saying I have no problem. Like, he's got to be the future of this franchise, and getting a coach that's going to work with him is important to me. So I'm open to at least discussing options.
Plus,
but my point was, is the general manager, Joe Shane, laughed it off and said what you said. Young kid, rookie, we love him and everything, but no, we're not going to really talk to him about who the coach is.
The weird thing about those interviews is that no one's really acting like themselves. You know what I mean?
Probably.
Because you're trying to get the gig.
Yeah, you're trying to.
Like when you interviewed for this job.
Yeah.
And we sat in a room together, and you were very nervous. You were sweating.
Yeah.
And you tried to make some jokes that weren't funny. And I was like, "He's trying too hard. He'll be fine." But you're like, you don't act exactly the way you'd act.
Right.
Because you know what's at stake.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, if Kevin Stefanski is a hard ass to his quarterbacks, I'm making that up.
Right.
Right? If you're trying to get the job.
Right. You're not going to go in there.
You go in. It's going to be great. Yeah. I get along with everybody.
Yeah.
All good. Nothing.
Yeah, you probably don't like. Let me show you this particular play where you were awful.
Yeah.
Like,
what were
you thinking here?
Yeah, I like that too. Here's Mike in Farmingdale. Mike, you're on the fan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great.
What's going on,
thank you,
Mike?
Sir. Great, great, and great.
He's great.
Yeah, I just wanted to check in. So, Big Mac, I'm not sure if I heard you correctly, but I think I did. You said he liked it and unliked it.
Correct.
That's right. Yep, you can do that these days. Push a button.
He liked it and then unliked it.
So are you really, really in? Are you really in? Or you're
great
out?
Question. Maybe you're out now.
Maybe I'm out now.
Maybe you're in, now you're out.
My assumption is he liked it. It got someone told him you shouldn't be liking comments from a fat kid who's killing the organization about how they're handling you, and he decided to unlike it, would be my thought.
Okay.
Huh.
All right.
Interesting.
That's my thought.
Maybe.
Just check it in.
Maybe he's up late at night.
Scrolling through
with Cam Scataboo on Twitch, and they're like, "Look at that guy just wrote on my man Pots and Pans."
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
And then they woke up sober, like, "What are we doing?"
Yeah,
who is that guy?
I don't know.
I like it.
I don't. It's all possible. My guess is that someone told him you shouldn't be liking videos, that he's crushing the organization.
Let me walk you through this.
Yeah.
It's 100% that somebody called Jackson Dart and said, "Unlike that now."
Yes. Yeah.
Because now we have to have a press conference about, do you agree with the, your words, not mine, the heavy kid on the radio?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
100% he got a phone call from probably my guy Dion or Pat Hanlon saying, "Don't be stupid. We hate the radio.
Yeah.
Stop interacting with the radio." Yeah, like that.
Yeah. I would have given him the same piece of advice.
Now, here's the real question.
Yeah.
Did you grab a picture of his like?
Well, someone else did. That's how I knew about it. I didn't know about it.
Got it.
One of the Giant podcasters, like, took the image and tweeted it out. That's how it became a story.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you have that picture on your phone?
I don't, no.
What?
No. Why would
It's like the greatest moment
there.
Of your career.
I mean, it's a good one.
You became relevant to the starting quarterback of the New York Giants.
That's true.
Someone screen grabbed it.
Yes.
Someone took that screen grab and put it on social media.
Correct.
You didn't take a copy of that for the kids? For the wife?
No. Should I have?
100%.
I mean, I knew it happened.
Frame that bitch and put it up on the wall. What are you doing?
I guess it's like it's a picture of me, a little like heart icon, and a tiny little picture of his account. Like
whatever.
You know. All right.
Frame it. Put it up.
I can still get
you
it.
You may
at
never
any time.
Get that moment again.
That's true.
Right?
Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good one.
You think the Giants are putting Jackson Dart on this show now?
Probably not.
Because
probably
of that?
Probably not. Yeah. You got unliked.
I don't know.
I can't have a guy on the show that unliked my partner. I can only put guests that like my partner.
Yeah. And he liked me.
And by the way, so real quick, I did talk to Booney about coming on today.
Okay. Got to wait?
Gonna wait a little
bit. He doesn't
bit.
Want me to yell at him we'll about Bellinger,
bit.
Does
we'll
he?
Wait a little bit.
He's afraid of the big
we'll
guy.
Wait a little bit.
Afraid
it's
of
not
the big
Boone's
guy.
Fault that Cody Bellinger hasn't signed yet.
Exactly. He doesn't want to answer questions about it either.
So let's get a couple guys signed.
Yes.
And then Aaron
Listen,
Boone
whenever,
in studio.
That's fine. Take your time. I'm looking forward to meeting him. And I just want him to, I hope he understands the shrapnel that I've been taking for him for years now.
I told him.
All right. No,
you're
no,
good.
Not just like he likes you.
No, no.
Like,
he
he's
doesn't
been,
like you.
Like, you know, that the meme of Jon Snow as everyone comes a running. Like,
right.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. You could have captioned Big Mac Boone haters. And there I am pulling the sword.
All by
sheet.
Yourself.
All by myself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Boone and Cashman haters.
Yeah.
And here I come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
All right.
I got you.
All right.
But he's not coming on today.
That's fine.
Okay. Let's let the Yankees sign a couple guys.
I'm fine with that.
And then we'll talk to Booney, and he'll come in, he'll give you a hug, he'll high-five you, take a picture with you. He might even give you a signed jersey.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'll tell you the kind of guy Aaron Boone is.
Mm-hmm.
I once told him I really liked, he wore these like sweatshirt tank tops in the dugout a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that's a good look. I like that look. I go, yo, I got to get one of those your sweatshirt tank tops that you wear in the dugout.
Because
he does not wear the jersey in the dugout, as you know. He sent me the one he wore all year.
Really?
Yeah. And he didn't wash it. And I'm like, first off, I'm an extra large.
Right.
All right.
What is he?
He's like a medium.
Really?
Small man.
A small man?
Small man.
I don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't fit.
Yeah.
And I got to wash the thing.
Right.
But he sent me the one he wore all season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first saw it, do you remember a couple years ago when I was upset with Giancarlo Stanton because he was wearing like a sweater and a parka in Cleveland.
Yes.
And he was on the bench.
Yes.
Yeah, remember that?
Yes.
And I was
do.
Upset with that.
Yes.
It's like disinterested.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was the day I first saw the tank top that Booney wears.
And he wears like the long sleeve underneath it.
Yeah, so he sent me the vest.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's in my closet.
That's a great guy.
Yeah, it doesn't great fit, guy. So I can't wear it. So.
But just so as long as he knows.
He knows.
All right.
888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac. Big Mac's picture coming up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you a quick thought until I get out of here on the games this weekend right after this.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. This Odyssey Sportsman is brought to you by Roto-Rooter. Leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.